Nice beaver.
But now at the beginning of the 1980s, I want to make another personal prediction. The 1980s will be the most catastrophic decade in the history of man. And yet no one who will accept what God has to say has to be afraid. As a matter of fact, you can be so excited that every day can be a day where you are not only optimistic, but saying, this might be the day. This may be it. And in the meanwhile, God has promised that as we claim His promises, He will sustain us even in the darkest hours of history and give us a way out.
Time for show, live show for you now.
This is Doug Smith, radio operator. I'm going to bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
Welcome to Subgenius Radio Mystery, Hour of Slack, sponsored by the Church of the Subgenius.
Enchanted, enraptured, embalmed.
The past year resembles nothing so much as the bad alternate timeline that the hero of a cheap science fiction book or has to go back and fix.
It
and
certainly resembles that to me.
You, the listener, are that time traveler.
Yes,
if only
you,
your memory
listener,
could be restored to you.
You are the humble time traveler.
I know what you mean, though. It does. Yeah, that would explain
weird.
A lot.
Yeah. It would explain the wooden-headed people coming up to us while we're taking our sulfur baths.
It would certainly explain all the money that's now going to be flowing into arms.
And legs. And think of how fully well laundered that money it is. Must be very squeaky clean by now.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about George, the bushy-haired one himself, and counting that money back in some room.
You gotta replace those cruise
behind
missiles.
The Oval Orifice.
That's not what this is all about.
No.
It's all about revenge, that's it.
Eventually
to take over, to take back Mars.
Yeah.
To take Mars back, our rightful home that we, the true Martians, were expelled from, so that they, the oil sheiks and the oil billionaires and all the oily characters would have some.
So we're living in the Martian time slip?
Well, I can grok to
in
that.
In this time continuum.
I can grok to that, my water brother, but by the same token,
we were enslaved.
We've got to go back in time and kill Bob's mom.
The psychic shaman
took us off our home.
After Bob was born.
Enslaved thousands and millions and bazillions of years ago.
Does this mean that there's a big bin with all the money we want near the front of our house and we can pick it up and just...
It doesn't mean anything like that. It just means that we were kidnapped from our home world and we're stuck here with you twerps.
Yeah, you guys.
Go ahead. Make my Bob...
Right.
Now.
Ha ha. I
am an
Antichrist. I
am an
Anarchist. Don't
know what
I
want,
but
I know
how
to
get it.
I
want
to destroy
the passerby.
Cause
I want to be.
Anarchy. No dog's body. Anarchy.
For
the
UK.
It's coming sometime. Maybe.
I
give
a
wrong
time.
Stop
a
traffic
line.
Your future dream is
a
shopping scheme.
Cause
I
wanna be. Anarchy
in the
city. many ways to
get
what you want. I
use the best.
I
use the rest.
I
use the enemy.
I
use
anarchy. Cause I wanna be anarchy.
The only
way to
be is this the
MPLA,
or is this the UDA, or is this the
IRA? I
thought it was the
UK,
or just
another
country,
another
council
tenancy. I wanna be anarchy.
I am BJR, dear friends. I am BJR, our friend in England, did that and posted to alt.binaries.slack, which is where we subgeniuses sometimes throw all of our weird new audio discoveries or creations into the mix and then suck them right off for each other's and for use here on the Hour of Slack. Now, that song, Anarchy in the UK, the computerized cover version was by someone named Jima, or J-I-M-A, but what's interesting is where it came from. It's a website called DictionaryOki.org, online dictionaries that sing the hits of yesterday. You can basically program in songs, pick songs, and if it can find the tune, I guess you feed it the lyrics or something. And yes, that's www.dictionaryoki.org. Some of the other weird little sounds and burblings that pop up here and there on the show came from Johnny Wishbone and IMBJR and Fernando Nende Limor and from Artemia Salina, all the regulars, and Dr. Numonet, the regulars, so to speak, on alt.binary Slack. And now, I guess, Hour of Slack. And, of course, friends, we always hear lots of ESO Swamp Radio from WCSB Cleveland, which is on every Thursday night, and anybody can call in. It's like about midnight Eastern time at WCSB Cleveland, WCSB.org. Friends, that's Professor Chaz Smith as the host, and our caller there that time was Reverend Turin. And, of course, Lone Cow Dave. Lone Cow Dave is always there, even at Christmas. And see where I am right now, friends. It is still Xmas, or about to be, something like that. See, I never know exactly when each station is going to play any given particular Hour of Slack show. I mail them out, and I generally assume that they play roughly 2 weeks after I do them. And so this show may be playing after Christmas or Christmas Day or sometime around these holidays and so forth. And that's why it's not all Christmas stuff. But we have yet, nonetheless, more to come from the great obtuse, from the Gabo fam, but even Weasel Teats and Brother Clee, friends. A lot of old and new Xmas Hour of Slack, old Hours of Slack, and old me young.
Joe Sepp, Joe Sepp, Joe Sepp, new from Tonka. Now you are in my evil clutches, Bob. I'll use this MTV bombardment to turn you normal.
Shut up, pink boy. No way. I'll never sell out to the conspiracy. Taste a little of my rocket pipe, alien tool.
Bob Dodds comes with rocket pipe, head launcher, Janger device, all Yakutuba, fighting Jesus, and other action figures sold separately. Some assembly required, batteries not included. This toy falls apart in 3 days.
P-Bob! And the masters of the universe. Too much is always better than not enough.
This is from Bob Dodds, and I can dazzle separately. Gorgeous seagulls can blow from head to toe. Every easy can dazzle separately.
P-Bob and the Bastards of the Universe will be back after this message.
Santa Claus.
Get a Slinky. Get your Slinky now.
You know what else let me down?
You're sloppy.
They had those big magnet things.
You're stinky.
And then they showed on TV somebody pulling a Volkswagen with the magnet that looked, it was red. It was red and it looked like a Mighty Man thing. You know,
pull your big red stinky.
It was a big magnet. There was another good one too.
You had a big red magnetic stinky?
It was a finger. That would shoot. It was like, you know, there was a lot of spy toys around.
Yes,
and
exactly.
There was a finger. I can almost remember the song. You know?
Double Agent Man.
How did I ever get along with five?
Secret Agency Woman.
Yeah, and the fingers you could get. All different kinds of fingers. Some of them would shoot little darts, poison darts. Some of them would...
So there were the mind control. Remember the little mind control devices?
Some of them would launch little tiny... Nuclear-headed
boys and girls.
That was the main Sam problem. Brainwashing
sexual
kit.
Devices or something like
those
that.
Those were the best for me and my mom, at least, and dad. I sometimes, when he come home, I was sober enough to walk.
Or is that called marital aids? Well, that wasn't too obvious.
What, marital aids?
I had a Secret Sam brainwasher kit where one kid would play the red Chinese interrogator.
Yeah, those were great.
And the other guy would play the American prisoner in the Korea War.
Did you ever play Double Manchurian on that?
I'm glad to see Battleship is still out.
I ended up attacking a school teacher.
You did?
Like 3 weeks after playing that because
the
kid deprogrammed me to.
It was called Six Finger.
That is a beautiful story for Thanksgiving.
Sometimes I think all that Santa Claus
just bull.
But if you'll notice from time to time, especially on this most joyous birth of our baby dog,
what you're
wearing. The things that you're wearing, never mind what I'm wearing. Come on, get out of here.
Hey, nice
stop.
Panties.
Get your hand
today.
Out. Come on, put your hand.
Well, I had no idea. No, it's no big deal. I don't, you know.
It's all right,
I understand.
Man.
Ed Wood was into that. Ed Wood took the beach at Normandy in his frilly pink panties and his and his entrenching tool, and that's the important.
All right, everybody, America from C Company
for Christmas.
Over here,
the baby Jesus, the
Father
Mary, and Bob. Let's take them.
Christmas Day, June 1944.
We kick some Nazi butt.
The Babylonian hussars entrench deeply on the beach, dressed in their crab suits and their funny long underwear. The cause of consternation isn't having anything to do with their cyclical code. It has more particularly to do with their religious doctrine.
And the Christmas Nazi devils fought the Christmas army men.
They stood together.
And God won.
Hand in hand until
God won. And the devil lost.
And the devil cried his devilish tears. They were salty. They were vinegary. They were very bitter tears. And as we collected them like tiny raindrops in a toxic pool, we sat together and shaved and thanked our monkey we were born again in incandescent light.
Yes, the birth of the baby Satan on July 4th.
And now you can have it on all pure 100% vinyl chloride CID.
They're celebrated.
The birth of our baby Satan, as told
television
by various authors and eclectic scholars from around the globular unit.
Including that announcer.
This announcement has not been a perfunctory announcement, but an announcement of the blessed anointing and birthday of our Lord.
Yes, we praise you. For one bright Christmas morning, was born
in
a cradle.
The Ray of Jesus?
To a rich man's family.
The Ray of Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I know the Ray of Jesus. I partied with the Ray of Jesus. That, my friends, I pushed that button, I guess you could say. And this music in the background is actually the Bishop from New York. We've heard other burblings and sounds from Johnny Wishbone and, of course, ESO Swamp Radio. And before that, Obtuse did all that Santa crap and Slinky crap and the beautifully mixed the holiday buying crap, and you can get his free album on buying, but it's free. Check their website, obtuse.iuma.com. Yeah, and email them from there or something. It's obtuse.iuma.com. Great stuff. But now, friends, now a premiere, a world premiere, truly, of the latest, greatest new hit from Gary Gabrogfran of the band that dare not speak its name, and he still dare not. Putty Butt. Putty Butt, Putty Butt by Gary Gabrogfran.
Wow, Stimpy, we sure walked a long way. Whew, I'm pumped.
Look, Ren, it's St. Whizzleteeth's house. This must be the West Pole. Hey, why don't we sing for him?
Yeah, then we can get our socks filled with sausages.
Well, hello, Mrs. Whizzleteeth. Is Stinky home?
Stinky! There's some filthy little street urchins to see you.
Huh? Urchins? What are urchins? Some kind of newfangled dog? Is that what you are? Some kind of dog? Well then, you better bark like a dog. If when you're gonna act like a dog, then you better crawl like a dog. Honey, go get me my dog walloping 2x4 from the shed.
No, no, no. We're here to sing you a Yaxmas carol, Mr. Deeds, sir.
Singing? Well, that's different. Honey, go get me my dog walloping guitar. But let me sing you a song. A little song I wrote to go something like this. Oh, the big wooden chicken lived in the bush, a big fat bush full of worms.
Hey, man, I think it's time to get out of here.
They ate the chicken, and they all died the next day.
It is turnover, the time of the year when all things sell, the end of the year sale.
Oh, yeah.
So
So come and get it, everyone, and just buy our products.
Now, I'm a little confused about what Christmas is all about. Are we celebrating the birth of Santa Claus or his death when they nailed him?
Well, that's the ancient Subgenie. But the present Subgenie try to make sure that we have our inventories cleared by now and sell everything to the pigs.
Oh, yes. Once a pagan holiday and now a shopping season. And it was something else in between there, before it was, after it was a pagan holiday and before it was a shopping season, it was something else, but
I think they started a war over it.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of me, I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you know my relatives. Their names will never die. My mother is a saint, and my brother is a god. But all I am is Jesus, Brother Bob.
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
I have to pay the ferry to cross the Galilee, but not my brother.
No, not him.
He walks across for free. I finally get to work about 9:15. Already he's turning water into wine.
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
One day when I was home, I heard a mighty roar. There were 1,000 people right outside the door. Came the cheering from the mob. Then they got a look at me.
And that's its only Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
He died up on the cross. I thought that I was free. Finally, people would get to know me for me.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Judas.
Hey.
This was my big chance to finally get ahead. The next thing you know, he's rising from the dead.
Oh, Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God.
Everybody!
Jesus, Brother Bob. Jesus, Brother Bob. A nobody relative of the Son of God. If only I'd been born just a little sooner, I'd be more than the brother of God Jr.
Now you're blaming Jesus. You're
Except
blaming our Lord.
I sort of understand because
I understood the way any old fool would understand. There was no Jesus. No flatulent old woman waving her panties on the hill.
It's not that you don't want to. It's that they won't let you.
No, there's just a cry in the wilderness.
They're ashamed.
And the hot pursuit of wolves everywhere in the background.
I'm ashamed of them. It's cold. I'm leaving that city life behind.
I can't get my finger off my zipper. I can't get my noodle back in the pan, Jan.
Come on, cowboy.
No, man, I was trying to irritate against this here tree, and it started whispering to me, man.
Oh, look, you've been drinking.
There's the face of the Madonna right up there. There's the face of Virgin Mary. I swear to God, look at it.
What?
It's your Christmas witch coming true.
Wow. A Christmas witch?
I'll be home.
Oh, my God, yeah, beautiful. I guess it does look a little bit more...
Her breasts are so cold.
Witchy than
I know she must be a true witch.
I guess you could call her that if that's what she's packing down there for real.
Covering Christmas ornaments.
It looks like a radar device. What?
Yo.
It's her.
What up?
Nothing. What's up?
What a deep voice. For a Christmas witch.
I swear she had a much higher voice before when she called.
Are you the 29-year-old girl I've dreamed of for the last 25 minutes?
Yo.
Are you the 29-year-old woman I've dreamed of for the last 25 minutes?
No, but, Hello?
Yes.
I figure that I'm an occasional guest that, quite frankly, that the people want to listen to. That I could quite entertain them.
You could entertain him?
Oh, sure. Quite frankly.
What do you mean by quite frankly?
And here's Frank!
I'm a sexy black male.
Now, we got Frank here. He's a sexy black male. He says he works in the computer industry. He's 35 years old. Skiing, fishing, and
that's a complete lie.
Pardon?
But what's behind door number three?
That's right. It's the monster woman of your dreams. No, you're not going to be the
behind door number
of
three!
Hey, Mother Mary, I fell in love with your son. Hey, Mother Mary, turn
Nina Hagen. What a doll, friends. A devil doll. And before that, a Christmas witch on the ESO Swamp Radio from WCSB Cleveland. And that song, Jesus' Brother Bob, is by the Arrogant Worms, a band called the Arrogant Worms, posted by Dr. Lake Hume. And friends, now we find ourselves pushing our way into a new century. Oh, wait, we already did that. Well, anyway, we still are pushing our way in. And the changes are not always up to us, but sometimes they are, friends. And we need to think of what we're going to do next. Well, actually, we don't have to worry about it. July 5th through 7th, 2002, the Exus will arrive at Brushwood Campground in New York City, and we'll probably meet you there. But if not, we sort of need to make plans, and I don't know, my friends, exactly what we need to do. Maybe
we need to do a winter divival to get kind of pumped up for Quad X
to get ready for Santa's big red sack.
While the children run around and
Santa's coming with his big red sack,
singing and dancing to their pagan deities.
As you got Santa's big red sack
rising in the distance.
Well,
thank you so much.
Daddy, when's Santa be showing with his big red sack?
Jesus also said there would be the birth pang of strange phenomena in the atmosphere. I believe that the unidentified flying objects are part of what Jesus could have meant by these strange signs in the atmosphere. But we will really see some pyrotechnics when the Jupiter effect takes place.
Well, we're live here at the Plasma Drift, and it looks like Santa Claus not only going to make it, he's going to not make it. He's going to create it out of the back of his mind. Santa Claus has been cloned, and he's in this small PC jar here. And as you notice, the fluid is kept perfectly clean and clear, and also at a temperature of 79 degrees. It's not allowed to go up or down, as so many of us do after the holidays. Some of us just want to take a long drive in the opposite lane of the freeway.
Merry Christmas, you bastard, you're mine.
Special Christmas carol that we're going to play, that's that we're inventing as we go right now.
From the town.
Come one, come all.
In a bebop haven, you can help the mighty Sotinus Rice overthrow the evil normals with new Bob Dobbs action figure with rocket pipe.
What I wouldn't do from Bob Cuddle.
No more chocolatey pebbles from you, no. I'm a chocolate space cadet. Life support system down to zero cocoa. Feeling spacey.
Have some of my new cocoa pebbles. Now so chocolatey.
Well, friends, what do you think? Is it the nativity of Santa Claus that we're trying to celebrate here, or is it the horrible death of the Santa Bob, the Santi Bob, as he's been referred to in some early pre-scriptures?
here I is again. That's me. And there's you. And I dig all you cats out there whipping and wailing and jumping up and down and sucking up that fine juice and patting each other on the back and telling each other who the greatest cat in the world is. Mr. Malenkov, Mr. Dalenkov, Mr. Eisenhower, Woosin, Weasin, Wisen, Wooser, and Mr. Woodhill and Mr. Beechhill and Mr. Churchill and all them hills, they gonna get it straight. If they can't straighten it, they know a cat that knows a cat that's gonna get it straight. But I'm gonna put a cat on you was the sweetest, gonest, wailingest cat that ever stomped on this sweet swinging sphere. And they called this your cat the Naz. That was the cat's name. He was a carpenter kitty. Now the Naz was a kind of a cat to come on so wild and so sweet and so strong and so witted that when he laid it, wham, it stayed there. Naturally, all the rest of the cat looked to see what he putting down. He said, man, look at that cat blow. Let the cat go there, man. Look at, get out the way. Let the, he said, man, don't bug me. Get off my back. I'm trying to dig what the cat's seeing. Jack is a cool. They're pushing the Naz because they want to dig his lick, you see. Dig his milk a lick. So the Naz say, wait a minute, babies. Tell you what I'm going to do. I ain't gonna take 2, 4, 6, 8 of you cats, but I'm gonna take 12 of you studs and straighten you all at the same time. You cats look like you're pretty hip boys. You buddy with me. So the Naz and his buddies was goofing off down the boulevard one day, and they run into a little cat with a bent frame. So the Naz look at this little cat with a bent frame, and he say, what's the matter with you, baby? And the little cat with the bent frame, he say, well, my frame is bent, Naz. It's been bent for me in front. So the Naz look at the little cat with the bent frame, and he put the golden eyes of love on this here little kitty, and he look right down into the windows of his soul, and he say to the little cat, he say, straighten it! Cat went up straighter than now, and everybody jumping up and down say, look what the Naz put on that boy. You dug him before, dig him now. Yes, I can feel it. Now you see the Naz are coming on so strong and so fine and so great. Talking about when's he going to appear next? What did he do there? He put it down once for the cat. The cat dug it, didn't dig it. Put it down twice, dug it, didn't dig it. Put it down the third time, the cat dug it. Wham! Walked away with his eyes bugging out here and there, bumping in there, everybody. Naz are coming on so fine and so strong. They're pulling on his coattail. They want him to sign the autograph. They want him to do this gig here. They want him to do that gig there. They want to make it the radio, the video, and all that jazz. He can't make all that jazz. Like I explained to the cat, the carpenter kid, he's got his own lick. But when he know he should show to blow and cannot go, because he got some strain on him, he sends a couple of these cats to his straightening. So came a little old 50-cent gig one day, and the Naz couldn't make it, so he put it on two of these cats. He said, boss, go straighten that little riff over there. Boss said, take it off your mind, Naz. We got it covered. So on the way over, the boss run into a little old 20-cent pool of water, and he gets right in the middle of the boat, and all of a sudden, blam, a thunderstorm, the lightning flashing, and the thunder roaring, and the boat going up and down, and the poor cats thinking of a minute going to be the last, and one cat look up, and here come the Naz, cool as anyone you ever see, right across the water, walking. And the Naz is a little boy on board. I think his name is Jude on board the boat. He say, hey, Naz, can I make it out there with you? Naz say, make it, Jude. And old Jude went stomping off that boat, took about 4 steps, dropped his whole car. The Naz had to stash him back on board again. So the Naz look at these kiddies and he say, what's the matter with you babies now? I said, what's going on here, boys? I said, what's taking place? He said, what's all this fuss about here? What's going on? I said, man, I said, what's going on? I said, can't you see the storm, and the lightning flashing and the thunder rolling? And the Naz say, I told you stay cool, didn't I, babies? Now the fame of the Naz is jumping. The grapevine is shooting out sparks 40 feet long, and it's talking about what it said. I stood up to all these big bad cats and dug all that bad jazz and put him all down. And what he said he's going to do and where he's going to be and how he's going to be it till the grapevine is jumping so bad. There is now 16,000 of these studs and kiddies in the Naz's little hometown where the cat lived looking to get straight. The Naz, no, he can't straighten them all. There's too small a place to want to hang everybody up. Nobody can make it. So the Naz look out at these 16,000 studs and kiddies and he say to them, come on, babies. Just cut on out down the road. And there went the Naz, swinging away ahead of all these studs and kiddies and 16,000, stomping up a big, big swinging beat behind them. And our great necklace of love is supercharging and charging to them. And oh, it's brother to brother and sister to sister. And the Naz is stomping on a sweet swinging beat, going down the road. And Naz talking about how pretty the flowers, how pretty the hours, how pretty me, how pretty you, how pretty he, how pretty she. Naz had them pretty eyes. He wanted everybody to see through his eyes, so they could see how pretty it was. And to have such a wailing, gorgeous Mardi Gras time that before you know it, it was scoffing time, and these polecats is 42 miles out of town. Ain't nobody got the first biscuit. Well, the Naz look at these cats, and they say they're kicking the sand out there. The Naz say, you hungry, ain't you, babies? I say, yeah, Naz. We digging you so hard at what you're putting down that we didn't prepare, Naz. We goofed. Yes, that's what you call it. So the Naz say, well, we got to take it easier. We wouldn't want to go ahead and order up something you might not like, would we? And they say, no, Naz, you put it down and we'll pick it up. So the Naz stepped back a few paces and he say, oh, great swinging flowers of the fields. And they said, oh, great nonstop singular sound of beauty. And the Naz say, stamp upon the terror. And they hit it. And the Naz say, straighten your miracle of body. And the body went up, and he says, straighten your arms. And the arms went up, and he said, higher. And the arms went higher. And the Naz say, dig infinity. And they dug it. And when they did, wham! The clap of thunder went through, and they look in the left hand, is a great big sweet stuffed, smoked fish, and in the other, a big thick loaf of that gone crazy honey tasting non-stop sweet swinging southern bread. Why, these polecats flipped. Naz never did nothing simple. When he laid it, he laid it. Say, when the saints marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints go marching in,
hallelujah!
I want to be in that number. The saints go marching in. Say,
when the saints
marching in,
go marching in.
When the saints go marching in,
hallelujah!
I wants to be in that number. The Zeds go margin, rabba jijija, whoop in.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
yes, yes. Lord Buckley, the great, the old New Orleans beatnik. Lord Buckley with that amazing rant on the Naz and the fishes and loaves. Oh, and friends, that bobbled up Jingle Bells that we heard much earlier was from our own Reverend Yukon Jack. Praise Yukon Jack and praise WICA, which plays this show, and praise all the stations that plays this horrible show. And we love you. And I mean, seriously, it is, we appreciate every listener out there, no matter how much they might hate this show. And we actually love the holidays, too, because there's, despite all the all that Santa crap, there's still a lot of slack. And
may all your Christmases, all your Christmases, all your Christmases, all your Christmases, may all your Christmases be
white. You're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, sponsored by the Church of the Subgenius. For more information about the Church of the Subgenius, write to Bob at P.O. Box 140306, Dallas, Texas 75214, or visit the Subgenius website at subgenius.com. Thank you for listening, and praise Bob.
It's all Christmassy right now. There's a bright green Bob in the window, and Christmassy lights. And,
is DJA out there?
And devilish artwork that's Christmassy.
No, that's something just left for DJA.
It's all Christmassy. It's all wrapped up in perfumed ribbon wrapped present. Under the tree.
Well,
smell
leave the door
cinnamon.
Open the door all the way so we can
and
see
those
if he
sugar
comes
plums.
In.
Something's up the chimney hole, and Satan is his name.
Yeah.
Or Santa, I mean.
Otherwise, gosh. I guess we have to wait till Santa comes, Dave.
Our beloved Santa. I have wanted
put
to
put your bag down for a minute.
Besides,
he's always so ready to like
Santa for so long.
Hey, Bob!
The preceding brought to you by your station in observance of the 450th anniversary of the Reformation.
Get.
Give. Destroy.
Lone Cow Dave, don't you know what they're doing to yourself?